Welcome to the Vivid Church Podcast. Wherever you're listening from today, it's our hope that this message would help you reflect the light of Jesus' life for all to see.
Come on, Vivid Church, make some noise.
Amen, amen, amen.
Brup, wow, we got a brup in the house. Okay, I got to confirm that one because my background is Jamaican. For those who don't know, Jamaican Trinidadian. So I love that brup. Like brup right away is already, I connect with that right away. So that's my, now I feel like I'm home. Thank you, whoever did that? All right. Amen, amen. Come on, just turn to your neighbor and say, it's good to see you, good to see you. Come on. Good to see you. Let them be seen. Let them be seen. Amen. Listen, we are continuing this beautiful, beautiful sermon series. Even before we jump into that, I want you just to give the loudest clap that you can for our senior pastors. I'm home. Pastor Jennifer, Pastor Justin, come on. Come on, come on. Pastors Justin and Jennifer Reimer are the most amazing, amazing leaders, and Dana and I are so honored to be working together as a family. Amen. I'm home today, and so I feel so excited to be here and to see new faces and faces that I haven't seen in a very long time. My wife's been enjoying. Yesterday, we got to go to the beach and have some tacos and take in the sun that you guys have here because we left with rain. I was annoyed, and it was cold, and so you guys have it. So I literally came off the plane in a hoodie and looked embarrassed because it was so hot. Everybody had shorts, and I was like, whoa, where am I? Like, what's going on? But it's so, so good to be here and to see what God is doing in your midst. And so I'm just deeply, deeply honored. Today, I'm not going to be long with you, but just want to really talk into the series of this month, which is X's and O's, a relationship series. And so I believe you've received so much meat and so much nuggets and wisdom that I know hopefully is launching and pushing your relationships, whether friendships, whether partnerships, whether marriage, that it's motivating you and pushing you forward into what God has called you to be. Today, I want to speak just for a moment around this subject, repositioning relationships. Repositioning relationships. And so I'm going to be in the book of Matthew, chapter 1. I'm getting right into it. I'm not going to waste any time. Matthew chapter 1. And so we're going to be in verse 18. And so as we talk about repositioning relationships, quite fondly, you'd be surprised. The people sitting beside you would look and say, well, I've never really had to reposition a relationship. And I would say, quite frankly, if you've never had to reposition a relationship, then you might be in a state of stagnation. As you grow, those around you should be growing. Come on. As you elevate and as you evolve, those things that become common and maybe normal in certain cases start to rise a little bit. Expectations, the value system of your life, the things that you hold standard, I'll even go as far as to say your non-negotiables, I would even say begin to rise. The things that you feel serious about, the things that you hold dear to, I want to encourage you as we read through this text that there's going to be some relationships that you need to pull closer to you, and then there's some relationships that you will need to define, that you will need to create some space. You will need to create some distance. And so I'm hoping through this that we'll be able to be encouraged and watch this, not that we follow our plans, but we follow God's plans. Not that we walk in our feelings, but we walk according to the plan of God, because here's the thing, our feelings sometimes and most of the time never match what God is actually wanting to do in this season. And that's the thing that becomes very troubling, because you can come here today and feeling kind of low or feeling not really energetic, and you're just like, oh man, I just wanted to be here today. And maybe in this moment, God is telling you that even in what you're feeling right now, I want to pull you a little bit closer. There's some maybe unsettled areas, and maybe there's some things today that you're going to be able to say that maybe I need to reposition. Maybe I got to change the circle around me. Maybe there's some people that are too close, and maybe there's some people that I got to put at a distance. Maybe there's some situations in my life that I've been playing around with, and really and truly, it's taking the life out of me. It's really taking the energy from me. And so in Matthew chapter 1, I'm actually going to use a totally different story. You're probably going to be a little bit of a wing here, a curveball of a story, but I'm going to be using the birth of Jesus as we just dedicate, just beautiful, beautiful baby today, capturing that moment. But I want to go into that today. So Matthew chapter 1, I'm going to begin at verse 18. I hope you brought your Bibles. All right, most of you are depending on the screen. All right, here we go. All right, Matthew chapter 1 and verse 18. This is how the birth of Jesus the Messiah came about. His mother Mary was pledged to be married to Joseph, but before they came together, she was found to be pregnant through the Holy Spirit. Because Joseph, her husband, was faithful to the law and yet did not want to expose her to public disgrace, he had in mind to divorce her quietly. But after he had considered this, an angel of the Lord appeared to him in a dream and said, "Joseph, son of David, do not be afraid to take Mary home as your wife, because what is conceived in her is from the Holy Spirit. She will give birth to a son, and you are to give him the name Jesus, because he will save his people from their sins." And all this took place to fulfill what the Lord had said through the prophet, "The virgin will conceive and give birth to a son, and they will call him Emmanuel," which means God with us. And when Joseph woke up, he did what the angel of the Lord had commanded him and took Mary home as his wife. I want to look at a portion of scripture here in verse 19. And because Joseph, her husband, was faithful to the law and yet did not want to expose her to public disgrace, he had in mind to divorce her quietly. But after he had considered this, an angel of the Lord appeared to him in a dream and said, "Joseph, do not be afraid. Mary is your wife." Watch this. In certain relationships, this was a moment where Joseph was trying to pull away. Joseph begins to question the very thing that God has called. He begins to wonder, is there something in this now, like after there's been a mess up, after we've just had an argument, after, I mean, everything's been perfect, everything's been going cool. Like, why would this happen to me in this moment of my life, in the relationship that I've been consistent with? I've been faithful. I've been doing everything according to the books. I've been following the plan. This is how they told me I'm going to meet somebody. Everybody can confirm with Joseph right now. We can relate. This is how it's supposed to work. Like, if I do this, God will do that, right? Like, if I follow along with these steps, someone will notice me. Hello, like, yo. Like, if I just, you know, kind of follow the trend, like, there's some things now there. Like, they tell you, like, the do's and don'ts. Like, if I don't do this, that's why you're not attracting. Or, you know, if I do that, that's why you're getting. And so Joseph, in this moment, gets a bomb dropped right in the middle of his faithfulness, right in the middle of his dedication, right in the middle of his commitment to his wife-to-be. Now, he's not even married yet. The Bible says he's engaged, so he's looking forward to marriage. And in this moment, the Son of God comes to the earth. Now, I don't know about you, hearing this changes a whole lot of my mind, because I'm saying, God, out of all the ways you could have presented this moment, this is the best way? Like, I mean, I'm trying to, like, figure you out, and most of us, God's plan is always stuck within the routine and the rhythm of how we think he should be. Like, he would never, ever do something different and shock me. Like, he would never, ever change the game and do it maybe the way that I haven't been doing it. And so he looks at it, and he begins to question it. And I say this always in that as he begins to question it, I believe that God wants us to be exposed in our relationships, but he also wants us to reposition certain people. And I think in this moment is that God is teaching Joseph that with your heart, you need to reposition. You need to guard your heart with all diligence. But I think in this moment, I just want you to know, Joseph, I'm not ending a thing. I'm defining a thing. Yeah, I'm not closing the door. I'm defining it. I want you to see how great this is going to turn out. Don't put away all the work you've done. Don't think that all of this has been in vain. I want you to know I'm still, come on somebody, I'm still speaking. I'm still doing something. I know the road is rough and the beaches are loaded right now and you're wondering, okay, I got to get summer body and everything's got to be ready and tight and gripped. But he's saying in the midst of it, Joseph, I'm speaking in this moment. I'm still using you. I'm still declaring something, and I'm still believing. And as Joseph begins to question this moment, I want us to have this train of thought, and that is this, that one of the ways the devil can make you lower your standards is by making your options invisible. One of the ways that the devil can make you lower your standard is by making your options invisible. Joseph begins to question. He begins to have thoughts. I don't know about you. You begin to start having these thoughts and this level about yourself that what now begins to create some sort of insecurity, begins to create something that you're doing wrong, and he starts to have these thoughts. Maybe let me just protect her for this moment. I'm not going to put her out there publicly. Let me try to hold whatever I can together and cover it up and just make sure everything is good. But then in his mind, invisible options begin to appear. You ever just had some options that start to tell you, don't even get married anymore? It's not going to work. There's no guys, there's no ladies out there, there's no Christian guys for sure. Like, they're like, that's not even like going to happen. Like, that's just invisible thoughts begin to appear. Like, all of a sudden, yeah, and then you start to work on, what is this? Now the enemy begins to put these thoughts of, just work on you. Just keep building you. And we forget the moments that God is actually doing things and taking off the leaves and peeling you back because he wants to expose you to a moment right now. He wants to reposition your heart, not to end it, but to define it. There's certain things that you start to pull. You start to talk to certain people, and in life you notice that there's some people right now in your life that, you know what, these are good people that I can actually have coffee with, and then there's some people that I can have dinner with. There's some people right now that I know how long and where that conversation is going to go, and then I know where it's actually going to fuel, and it's going to feed me, and it's going to reciprocate, and it's going to help me. And I think sometimes as people of God, we use our feelings and we walk by our feelings and we've ended things and just said, I'm done, kaput, I'm moving on, because we've called it God, but it's just been your feeling. And it hasn't been the plan of God, because when it's the plan of God, he puts you into tensions and feelings of unworthiness. Like, you start to feel like you just don't know yourself, because he's trying to get the best out of you. He's trying to get the real part of you, to get to the root of who you are. And when you're feeling that tension and frustration, it's when we need to bow down and say, and surrender ourselves and say, God, let me hear your plan. Because maybe I've been resting in my plan too long. Somebody say reposition, 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 reposition. We've got to reposition some things. And so Joseph begins to acknowledge that, and the angel speaks to him. And then in this moment, Joseph, I'm going to go back to that verse here, and then we're going to come down. Come on, somebody there? Listen to what it says here. When Joseph woke up, he did what the angel of the Lord had commanded him and took Mary home as his wife. Before I get to 3 points today, I want you to take notes. Just oblige me. Amen. Just take notes. That there's some things in life that we need to understand the purpose of repositioning, because there is a reason for it. But I feel today, there also have been people, because we have walked so long about our feelings, we have missed great opportunities of unique friendships and relationships that we have destroyed and sabotaged because of those invisible thoughts. Joseph had that invisible moment where things began to talk him out of who he was. It began to talk to him in such a way where it was like he was more comfortable answering himself than he was hearing what the voice of God was saying. That's why the angel of the Lord comes to him in this moment. I want to encourage you in this moment, don't sabotage what God is trying to save. Don't try to ruin what God is still trying to build and trying to restore and trying to give life and trying to allow you to build and be who God wants you to be. There's some relationships, yes, that we need to reposition. We're going to talk about that in a moment. But there's some things that we purposely just said that we're done. I talked to one person, just said that we're through. And God is saying today that we need to take, come on, Vivitra, we need to take a level of grit and just say, I'm going to stand in what feels uncomfortable. I'm going to be around even though it feels a bit tense. I'm going to move into what God has for me and believe that he's doing something through it. And so here's some 3 points today that I think the purpose of repositioning will help us align with why we need to be careful. Now, not in Joseph's situation. Joseph needed to pull Mary in, but there's some people in our life where we need to create a distance. Hello. We need to create a distance. Something is just not working. My value and who I am, I'm becoming different now. There's something changing about me. There's something that's not the same about me. There's some people who are like overly excited, and because they're around certain people, like they're just depleted, like no motivation, no push. Can we get to the points? Come on, first point. Are you with me?
Yeah.
First point, here we go. Number one, the purpose of repositioning. Number one is someone who's demonstrated that they can't be responsible with the access they have. So you have to be responsible and limit that access. You've got to be a person who knows not to get rid of, but know what seat to place them in. You can have a lot of people around you, but in this season, I wish I can get one person, I've got to have the right people closer to me. I've got to know how to pour my energy out because I don't want the wrong people taking all of me when the people who need me and are actually there for me get none of me. I've got to be in this season the person who knows how to arrive in the seat and place people accordingly. It's almost like a bus that you're driving. In your mind, you're allowing people to be seated, but there's certain people that are at the front. And you're knowing how to place them and how to say for my marriage and for my individuality and for my relationship or partnership that, you know what, there's some boundaries. There's some things that we're establishing. Just because we're a couple doesn't mean we hang with every couple. And then I've even seen couples, like, they just don't hang with anybody who's single. Like, why not? Are we just couples now? So we're couples now, we're just elevated? Like, we don't talk to no... Well, we got to be careful. We got to align. We got to analyze that very thing. Like, who's coming close and who's not? Who's giving me that great vibe? Who's understanding where I'm at? And then who's not? Point number two. Someone whose lack of value alignment is creating tension or trouble. This is someone that we need to reposition. Someone who lacks a value, whose lack of value alignment is creating tension or trouble. This is not dispersing someone or saying that someone is evil. I'm talking about this is getting aligned. I don't want to be attached in this season. Can I talk to one person? I want to be aligned. I don't want to be attached in this season. I want to be aligned. God, help me to be aligned. Can I take it even a step forward for someone? Can I just speak to somebody's life? Like, God, can you just make me allergic to the wrong people? Like, can you just get me to the place where, like, already, like, create the line, like, the wall in between, like, before they even come close? Like, just let me know. Could you just get me to the place where my life is so grounded and so serious that there's a value that is non-negotiable anymore? But at the same time, I'm creating space in myself to still know where to place them, to still know what to do, because I'm not ending a thing. God is trying to define who they truly are. When you've got some tense moments and some things happening in your life, God is just setting some light so that you know where to place them. Woo, that's a good place to say amen. Come on. Man, I'm from Toronto, so I'm sorry. We like to talk, you know, a little bit. So that's where we are at. I got to get the value alignment, even in the midst of trouble, and even in the midst of tension, God is doing something. He's aligning it because there's a purpose for it. I believe that if I'm just talking to one or two people, there's a reason why you were positioned here. Come on. There's a reason why your time is here. You would not be in the growth under amazing leadership and staff and the community that is here. You would not be the person who you are if God didn't align you here today. And under this great cover, under this great ministry. And so there's a reason for all these things that just direct us and bounce us and scramble our eggs that God is saying, I'm still doing. And finally, in number three, the purpose of repositioning in this season is someone who's demonstrated the lack of care or concern for the season that you're in and the implications of their actions in it. There's got to be a moment where somebody can just respectfully understand where you're at right now. can just notice where you're at. Like, you know what? Because of the discernment in my heart, I just feel like, you know what? Maybe they just need some space. They just need some understanding right now. They just need a clear mind. There's maybe a path right now that we're just not connecting. And there's some things now that you're going to have to put into play. You're going to have to be intentional. Because it is about where God is bringing you. It is about Him fulfilling His plan. And the thing that messed me up in this scripture was that it didn't matter what Joseph thought. God's plan was going to happen no matter what. And so we got to push through. We got to believe and know that there is something in the moment that even if there was someone who's showing lack or concern, we got to put some space. Can I get somebody to go through their 4,000 Instagram followers as if like they're all your friends, whatever. Just go through all your followers and just begin to like assess. Do an evaluation. Yeah, do an evaluation like, why am I following you? Yeah, like I'm going to start to be careful of what I look at. Because I want to resemble who God is. My relationships are only become as healthy as what I bring the total healing to. And I've got to bring healing in those areas that I struggle with. Because if I think I can just put them behind the door, they will resurrect. Thank you. That's right. And that's what I got to believe. Is that there's something deep down inside for every person, for every situation, that I've got to create a seat. That's a good word right there. Can I get somebody just in this moment to create a seat? Put them in the right place. Like, God will give you something you need in someone you hate. But I got to place them somewhere. I can't just ruin my relationships because down the road, that relationship could change. And then they help me at a place that I never thought I needed them. But then if we could even take it a step forward and say, maybe we need to stay away from people that ignore you until they need you. I got to get to the place where I can place them. And leave it and not be changed or altered. I know my position. I know who I am, comfortable in my skin. But maybe today there's one that's in fear of that because you've been changing and they haven't, and then you're worried about being alone. But here's the truth. Because you're growing, and maybe they're not, you are kind of alone. We got to get to the place where we know without a shadow of a doubt, my value alignment is more important to me than me just being attached to you. Like maybe you're destroying me more just by like going for coffee because we can just talk a whole bunch of TV series and dramas and celebrities and the next beach that's opening up and but maybe there's something deep down that God wants to reposition. And maybe all of us can relate to Joseph in this moment because God just dropped something in his lap that he was like, you're bringing Jesus and I'm not even married? Could God be signaling something in you right now that you've ignored because it doesn't align with the way that you see things? God is saying in this moment that there's some things that we need to create space. That we need to create a level of distance that is healthy. And watch this, that allows my heart to feel the hurt, but also still give out the love to those who need it. So that I'm not destroyed. I'm not taken down by people who necessarily don't need all of that, but then the people who need it, I can give them all of me. Thank you, Holy Spirit. I want to encourage you to reposition. Reposition your values, reposition your relationship, reposition your finances, your emotional situation today that maybe there's some things that you've kind of settled with. And there's some situations that you've called it done, and God is saying, no, I'm just trying to draw it a little bit closer. And then maybe there's some things that you do need to create some distance in that today. I come against every person today in the feelings of their mind, watch this, that has experienced rejection. God, lift that today. I come against that feeling of rejection, that feeling of loneliness, low self-esteem, that thing that just feels like, okay, I've got to do it this way now. Come against that mentality today. Come on. In the name of Jesus. In this moment, if we can just close our eyes, I'm just going to pray. And under the Spirit of God today, if there's something that relates to you, I want to open up the altar. If you want to come and just pray, or you want to see me after, if you want, just raise your hand and I can pray with you right where you are. But there's something I feel through this moment. I don't think Dana and I are here by accident. God knew it had to be, I guess, this weekend. But there's some things you've been battling in your repositioning. God is saying, I want to touch you. I want to confirm, like as the angel did to Joseph, that it's still good to do. You're still in the right place. You're still around the right people. But maybe for someone today, there's some stuff that you got to reposition and create some distance. If there's one, if you just want to raise your hand this moment, if you just want to say, listen, just want to be repositioned this moment. Thank you. Thank you. Thank you. You can even sing that song if you want, just whispering back in the background. Come on, let's pray. Father God, I thank you in this moment for your love and for your mercy. God, you know what you are doing right now in their heart. I pray for the power of God to fall like never before, that you will illuminate their understanding right now. They are not lost, they are found. Come on. They are not alone. You are right there with them. God, I pray that you will give them the courage and the strength and the resilience, the fortitude, the thing that they need to push forward. I pray that you will give them the strength to renounce and to cut away, to distance some relationships right now, to put in a certain place, that God, you are repositioning them to something that they could have never imagined before. Come on, come on, come on. God, resurrect their spirit today. Lift them up today. Let them realize that their plan and where they are right now has never been a waste, because it has always been about your plan. Come on, I lift that person up today. I lift that person's spirit up today. I just feel that in this moment. In the name of Jesus, come on, in the name of Jesus, I pray that you will fill them again. I pray that you will give them energy again. I pray that you will give them a push, a drive, something in them that they need to go to the next level. That God, this is not their ending, but God, you are defining who they are and what's around them. Come on, in the name of Jesus, God, you are defining it right now and letting them know it's not done. That there's something that you can still do. There's something that you're still doing. There's something that you're still completing. There's a work that you're still doing. And no matter how we feel, God, let us not be scared. Let us not be worried to actually advocate for ourselves and be able to make those adjustments that we need to make. God, I pray for every mind in this place, that God, you will touch them. You will give them clarity right now. Give them wisdom to follow your plan. Come on, somebody. Give them wisdom. Come on, somebody. Give them wisdom. Give them wisdom. Give them wisdom to see what you have for them in this season. In the name of Jesus. Come on, in the name of Jesus. Come on, if you're excited, just stand with me. In the name of Jesus, come on, somebody. In the name of Jesus, do something like never before. Stretch us, pull us, move us into the places and spaces that you have for us. In the mighty name of Jesus, if you're excited, come on, clap your hands for Jesus real loud. Come on, real loud. If you're not excited, then that's fine. But if you're excited, God is repositioning. Come on, in this season. Come on, a little bit louder.
We hope that you enjoyed this edition of the Vivid Church podcast. For more information about Vivid Church, check out our website at www.vivid.church or look us up on Instagram at vivid.church. Have the best day.